Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Today must be about purpose. According to the Jewish calendar, we are in Passover season. So let us take a trip back in time to a Passover event. It always happens. People come from outside the city of Jerusalem for this annual festival. The city on this occasion is buzzing with excitement. There is one contingent from the region of Galilee, specifically from the town of Nazareth. These folks are regular folks, meaning they are not wealthy, but they too are committed to participating in this annual festival. Then there is a family, mom and dad, and their oldest child, 12 years old. The festival is over and they embark on the trip back home, a trip that would take several days. But after a day's journey, they cannot find their 12-year-old. So they turn back to go look for him. They went to the hotel they stayed. They went to the marketplaces. They went to the toy store. They went down to some stables. They stopped by carpenter's shops. And the last place they went to was the temple. It's been 3 grueling days. And by now, mom is in tears and dad is hopeful but nervous. Bingo! They found him in the outer courts of the temple, comfortably hanging out with some adults, teachers, priests, legal minds. It would be a moment that many parents would be delighted to witness, but not Mary and Joseph. They just spent 4 days trying to find their 12-year-old son. And so she ran up to him and said, "Son, why did you do this? Your dad and I have been frantically looking for you all over." This 12-year-old boy, far away from home and his friends, was surprised at his mom's anxiety. And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Luke 2, verses 49 and 50. Let us talk about that. Being about my father's business. At 12 years old, Jesus was well aware of why he was here, that he was not any old 12-year-old kid, that he was here for purpose. At 12 years old, he was caught between the reality of growing up in Mary and Joseph's household, which he recognized, but deep inside he has always known that his life was different, and by now, he was walking in purpose. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom and the grace of God was on him. Luke 2, verse 40. He was no ordinary child. So his reply was bigger than the moment that his parents found him. He was very clear that his father's business has to be done now, not when his parents thought it should be, not when everything was right. His father's business is a now thing. Jesus never lost sight of his mission, whether at 12 years old or 30, a mission that could not wait. On one occasion, many years later, Jesus was on the verge of healing a blind man, and his disciples stopped and asked him, "Why was this man born blind?" When you're walking in purpose, when you're about to do the next thing that is part of your mission, there will be folks who are concerned about less important things and they want to engage you in those matters. Jesus was consumed with purpose as he responded to them in a most profound manner. Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is come when no one can work. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world." John 9 verses 3 to 5. At 12, he knew what he was about and it could not wait. At 12, he explained to his parents why he was not with the crowd returning to Nazareth, because his purpose was a now purpose. They did not understand him then. Now he is in his 30s and actively walking in his calling. Every day was a day of fulfilling purpose. There was no accident when he healed someone or fed thousands of people with a boy's lunch, or when he walked on the sea, when he spoke three words to a raging storm, "Peace, be still." He did not raise Jairus' daughter or met with Nicodemus for coffee just for nothing. Everything was about purpose, doing his father's business. That day, he told the disciples three things, three important things that we need to pay attention to. One, this blind man is about to experience the power of God, and I recognize that I am part of this miracle that is about to happen. Number two, we don't have a lot of time to do what needs to be done. We function in a daytime, nighttime framework, and we cannot do things at nights. So we have to make use of the daytime hours. Number three, this was a very important statement. I know who I am, light of the world. That is my purpose, to be the light of the world. So now that I am here in the world, I am going to fulfill my divine purpose. I am going to heal this man today. What is your purpose, my friend? What is your divine purpose? There are some of us who recite that, "I know the plans that God has for me," but we speak of it as in the future, somewhere down the road, because now we are busy doing our own thing. Then there are some of us who know what God has called us to do, but we are waiting for the ideal circumstances while God is there screaming at you, "Now is your time." But I want to think that there are some of us who are like Jesus. I don't have a lot of time. I don't know when my time is going to be up. And so each day I will be about my Father's business. Today I have something to do that God wants me to do. I will make use of my today, because I cannot function later when my daytime turns to my nighttime. You and I have purpose. We are here on a mission. We cannot or should not put off for tomorrow what we are here to do today. When you come to the end of your road, you want to be able to say the "I haves." Paul was able to say shortly before his execution, "I have done my Father's business. I have done much in the daytime of my life. I have fought the good fight. I have finished my race. I have kept the faith." 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7. When you come to the end of your time here on earth, please be able to say, "I have walked in my purpose. I have done what God wanted me to do. I have no regrets about doing other things apart from fulfilling God's purpose for my life." Today, my friend, now is your moment of purpose. Do not put off for tomorrow what God has called you to do now.